Okay, so I moved everything from last week onto this Makara sheet just to make it easier. I've basically written the Makara sheets from the next, like, 3 weeks so that I know how long, or about how long it's going to take to get to the end of the Perek. The next Amud is really mostly Taros, which I figure we should touch and not kill ourselves over too much, because, you know, just doing Chazara and Taros gave me a serious, serious headache. Let me just review quickly what we did last week. So last week, we in our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Chav Gimel and Aleph said that Shlosha Dvarim Relazar Ben Azariah Matir V'Chacham Osrim. There are three things Relazar Ben Azariah permitted and the Chachamim forbade. And the first of those was that Parasa Yotza B'Ritzua Shebein Karna, is that he allowed the cow to go out on at some point, and we'll come to that today, with a ribbon between its horns. So the Gemara had said that first. The Gemara had said, "What? Okay, whose cow was this? Was it his? But he had so many cows because his Meiser bill every year was 13,000 animals, which means he had at least 130,000 animals born per year. So he didn't just have one animal." The Gemara suggested that it was a female neighbor's cow, but because he didn't protest, so the sin was accrued to him. So we introduced a sugya that's based on, which is Mechamer versus Shvisas Behema. We noted that while the Rambam may believe that they're the same thing, the standard position Rishonim is there's two separate Yisurim that have to do with your animals. Mechamer is when you do a malacha using an animal. So I have an animal with a load and I physically lead the animal. Therefore, I'm using an animal to perform a malacha, but it's considered that I'm involved in the malacha, and that's more stringent than Shvitas Behema, which is where I have an animal do work for me, but I'm not actually involved in the malacha itself. We noted that distinction seems to be based on the notion that, very simply, Mechamer is considered an active quasi-malacha, because you're involved. And Shvitas Behema is a result-oriented passive state where I can't have something being done for me. We noted a few nafkaminas. One is that the Gemara notes that there is a position, that Mechamer is actually the 40th Malacha, which Shvitas Behema is not, because Mechamer, at least you're involved, so it could be, in theory, a Malacha. We noted that the Ramban and the Talmidei Ramban suggest that maybe Shvitas Behema, you only violate if it's your animal. But Mechamer, where the focus isn't on the fact that your animal is doing work, but you are doing work using an animal, you would violate even if it's somebody else's animal. The Talmidei Ramban suggested maybe you would violate Shvitas Behema for somebody else's animal, but you wouldn't violate for a goy's animal. But Mechamer you would violate even if it was a goy's animal, because again, you're doing the malacha. The Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe you won't violate Shvitas Behema for carrying, or the animal's only carrying and not doing another malacha. For Mechamer, you might. And then we noted that the Achronim Rukiv Eger discusses what about women. So the simple read of our Gemara was that women are chayava, because that's what's happening here. The woman let her animal out, and therefore we hold her liable. But Rabbi Kiviger suggests that maybe women would only be liable for Mechamer, because Mechamer is a malacha, and therefore a losase, or quasi-malacha, therefore it's a lav, and women are obligated in all lavin. Shvitas Behema is only an ase, right? That it's a positive mitzvah that your animal should rest, and therefore it's a mitzvah zeh shezman grama, because it's only on Shabbos, so maybe women should be pturos. Again, it seems to be against our Gemara, either because Mechamer and Shvitas Behema are related, or because the Ran says that when we compare Zachor and Shamor, we don't just say that women are chayv in Kiddush, we mean that women are chayv in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. That's what Zachor and Shamor teaches you. That's what we did last week, just setting up that. If you didn't catch all of that, that's okay. But the basic distinction that's important is that there are these two categories, that Mechamer is a losase, which is don't do malacha using an animal, right? Don't lead an animal with a load, where you are participating in the malacha. And Shvitas Behema is don't allow your animal to do malacha, which is a mitzvah aseh, not a lav, and it's passive, right? Even if you're not involved, it is aser. Okay. That brings us to today.
Did anybody argue that Mechamer is is an
Isra Mitzvah Beitin, like Isra Skilin? In the Gemara, yeah. Rami Bar Chama, right, said that it's a malacha. It's the 40th malacha, you're chayav misa for it. We don't pask in that way. No one post Gemara, but in the Gemara you have such a daya, right, which is only possible from Machamer because it's active. Right? You can't be chayav misa for a passive violation, but since Machamer you're involved, it could be. So we know that that's a bit of a strange discussion, but what's very important and very fundamental is what we'll see today, which is, okay, do these prohibitions apply on Yom Tov or only on Shabbos? And that's a very important discussion. It's going to also lay the groundwork for a lot of what we're going to see in the third perek, so I figured it's worth laying out the issues now. So Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah says, Paraso Yotza, this animal would go out, Bi Shabbos. Right, on Shabbos. Now that's strange. Right? It's very strange to limit our Gemara to Shabbos for the very simple reason that this is Maseches Beitza. Everything we've been talking about is Yom Tov. So Rashi, when he says Shabbos, clearly means Shabbos and not Yom Tov. You don't go out of your way to say the context is Shabbos in Maseches, right, what the Rishonim call Maseches Yom Tov, in the middle of a discussion of Yom Tov, unless you very strongly believe that Shvisas Behema, right, that the prohibition of allowing your animal to do work does not apply in Yom Tov, and therefore you have no choice but to say this is only Shabbos. And this is a big machlokas we've shown him. And I just gave you the summary in the Beis Yosef to make it simple, but the Beis Yosef in number 2 says that Kazava Kolbo, right, the Kolbo, the, right, through 13th? No, he's Provençal. I mean, now, yes, French, but Provence was a different culture, but 13th century, I think. Kolbo says Shvisas Behema Umechamer. So some say that Yesh Omrim Sha'achar Shenikra Milacha Hareze Biyom Tov Bichlal Losa Say Kol Milacha. Some say that it is Milacha Esk, right? It is because you say Milacha in context of Mechamer and Shvisas Behema.
So he holds it's not an essay.
Right, meaning he thinks even Shvisas Behema is included in it. Exactly. And he says both of them are malacha esk, or maybe it's a mitzvah saseh malacha esk, but whatever it is, it's a malacha. Avol b'chol amoed vaday mutter. So then, chol amoed it's for sure mutter, right? That's the two extremes. But on Yom Tov, it's going to be aser because it's a malacha. V'yesh omrim shafilu b'yom tov mutter she'ein la'osa rak b'shabbos. And some say it's only aser on Shabbos. She'par lacha ba'kosuf, because that's where the Torah actually tells you your animal has to rest. And the Beis Yosef says, "V'eini yodei taimo shalom matir." Why would you permit it? Which it seems to be Rashi's position as well. Da'kevin the makshine yom tov l'Shabbos chutz mi mikzas dvarim shenisparshu b'Talmud. Because we, in general, Yom Tov and Shabbos are equivalent, minus a few little things at the margins, which the Gemara explains. Ushvisas behema eina mechlolam, and the Gemara doesn't say shvisas behema. In fact, the Gemara, or the Mishnah in Megillah, makes it very clear. Ein bein Shabbos l'Yom Tov ela ochel nefesh bilvad. Right? That's it. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is ochel nefesh. The problem is that's not at all true, right? At all, right? Meaning malacha on Shabbos is an iser skila. Malacha on Yom Tov is an iser malkus. Right? You don't get malkus. Right? That's right off the bat a big distinction between them. So hold that thought, but the Beis Yosef says basically Shabbos and Yom Tov should be equivalent, and she's behema, therefore should be aser and Yom Tov. So hech efshar lomar shimu teres be Yom Tov, the afal pishel kosva kosuv be Yom Tov, kol shar malachos gam ken lo nechtel Yom Tov. And what are you going to tell me? Didn't say it in the context of Yom Tov. Nothing is written in the context of Yom Tov or Shabbos for that matter, right? In Shabbos and Yom Tov, we derive all the malachot from, you know, the Mishkan. It's not like there's a list and it's conspicuously missing on Yom Tov. There's nothing there. It says no different on Yom Tov that doesn't Shabbos. I mean, it doesn't say this, but it doesn't say a lot of things. We learned it out from the generic prohibition of lo sasa kol malacha. V'hanami dekavasayu. So maybe, in order to justify this, you'll have to say that neither of them are under the category of malacha. Because they're not part of the malachos. they're an individual prohibition, or an asay in the case of Shiz Behema. Right? Yichid lo kra, it gave it its own prohibition. So then maybe, since it's not written in the context of Yom Tov, it's permitted. I don't think that's right. Because they said that Shabbos and Yom Tov are equivalent, except for Ochol Nefesh, Hatzah, Avara, whatever. And they didn't exclude Shvisiz Behema and Mechamer. So they must be prohibited. Okay, so yeah.
In what he said, he refers twice regarding the pasuk. The pasuk is about shvitat the behema.
Well,
and it's not about the other aspect of it. I mean, he puts it always in one, like the words are together.
Right. He equates shvitat behema and mechamer. Now you could have distinguished between them. Right, you could have said, as we saw last week, that mechamer is closer to malacha and be aser even on Yom Tov, and shvi'is behema wouldn't be aser on Yom Tov. But as we saw, the Rambam doesn't necessarily distinguish. The Beis Yosef here is not distinguishing between them.
But he's leaning more that it's shvitat versus mechamer. In other words, he's still referring to the pasuk.
Right, and he assumes. Well, that's the way the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch understand the Rambam, that he thinks that the pasuk refers to Mechamer and Shvi'is Behema equally. It could be the Beis Yosef goes in that direction.
Can't argue that it's Ochol Nefesh?
What?
You can't argue that either Mechamer or...
No, they're right. No, they're not Ochol Nefesh.
Putting a package on it to take...
You could construe a case, but in general it's not going to be. I mean, obviously, you can construe a case, and then you'd have to come down to exactly how to be matir ochol nefesh. But
and once you find one case, you can expand it to all the cases.
Right. No, in a chanami. Okay. So, but what I want to do here is I want to set out basically the thesis about Shabbos versus Yom Tov that's going to lead us. The third parak we're going to come back to ochol nefesh. So, might as well set out the theory now. So first, just a note from Rosenzweig here in 3, before we get into the basic thesis. He says, okay, whether or not Mechamer is, in fact, Aser on Yom Tov seems to depend. V'nir says that Talui in Mechamer, who Iser Mechudash, or Nechav Derech Shel Asiyas HaMalachos. Right? Meaning, the Beis Yosef basically tells you, why does he think that Mechamer applies in Yom Tov? Because it's just part of the Malacha structure. Right? Without getting to the details. Asay, los asay, but it's basically a subset of the malachos, right? A malacha, which is only a lav, or whatever. If you think that it doesn't apply in Yom Tov, so obviously you think it's not part of the malacha, it's independent, then you have to take another assumption and say that those independent issues don't apply in Yom Tov. But the very first step you have to take is that, yeah, the Beis Yosef, the reason he's so convinced that Shvi'is Behema and Mechamer apply in Yom Tov is because he thinks they're part of the malacha structure. If you don't believe that, then you can exclude it. And the note he writes, Hara, Kamuvan, Machloka, Zut, Luya, Gamba, Yachas, Haklali, Bein, Yisrei, Shabbos, V'yom Tov. V'yeshnam, Diyunim, Makbilin, L'gabi, Lav, Anachim, B'Shabbos, Shlom, Michul, Yavim, Mechayim, Misa, V'chatas, Gon, Tchumin, Havara, Manir, Lav, Yotzas, V'chulei. And he said, but the truth is that this becomes part of a broader discussion, because every single thing on Shabbos that isn't a malacha, we have a machlokas about. Mechamer, Shvi'is Behema, Tchumin, right, which may be Aser D'Oraisa according to the Rambam and the Rif, at least at Yud Beis Mil, there's a machlokes. Does Tumin apply on Shabbos? What about, yeah, right, Havara, right, if it's a lav, right, which is a machlokes in the Gemara, will it apply in Yom Tov? And basically every minor Iser on Yom Tov, there's a machlokes about. So I gave you a lot of this article. Let me say the thesis outside before we look at it inside. This is a thesis that I heard originally from Lichtenstein. Or maybe I heard from Rosenzweig first, and then from Rav Lichtenstein, but it's originally from Rav Lichtenstein, then was developed a little bit more by Rosenzweig. So basically all my Rebbeim have, at some point, told me this thesis. I've heard it about 100 times at this point. We did Beitza when I was in Rav Lichtenstein shir. So it was shir klali, it was the first shir, the second shir, the third shir, and the fourth shir when I was in shir. And you only give shir twice a week. So we went on for this for weeks. In my notes, I remember it was called Ochol Nefesh 1, Ochol Nefesh 2, Too much Ochol Nefesh, Achila Gasa of Ochol Nefesh. I just, like, at some point I was giving up on this. But here's the thesis. And I've mentioned it in brief before. The Mishnah in Megillah and the ensuing Gemara in Megillah Dav Zayin says, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov El Ochol Nefesh Bilvad. Now, as I noted, there are many things that don't fit that rule. You know, again, simple is that Shabbos is Isser Skila, Yom Tov is Isser Lav. There are two directions of the, well, two or three directions that Rishonim take here. One is to say, as you see in the Beis Yosef, yeah, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov Ochal Nemesh Belvad. That's basically the rule. You'll tell me that there are other things that are different from Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah, but that's a technicality. Meaning, Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov means there's nothing usher on Shabbos that's usher on Yom Tov. That's not usher on Yom Tov except for Ochal Nefesh. The fact that you get a different punishment, okay, that's true, but that's not the context of the Mishnah. But basically, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same thing. It shows that at the margins, so on Yom Tov, Ochal Nefesh is Mutter. Okay, right? There's a different punishment. Okay, but Shabbos and Yom Tov are basically the same thing. There's another direction to take. And again, we'll come back to the specifics of Ochal Nefesh, but there's another direction to take, all the way to the other extreme, which is to say that no. The rule is, Ein Bein Shabbos LeYom Tov Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. But that isn't the rule. That's representative of a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The way Reb Lochlin put it and is that Shabbos, why is Malacha Asur on Shabbos? Because God created the world, as the Torah tells us. God created the world. God was creative every day except for Shabbos. In order to commemorate that, what we do is we shut down Malacha on Shabbos. So any act which is creative becomes usher on Shabbos. And as the Ibn Ezra notes, any act that you do on Shabbos is machish maisa bereishis, tells God that you deny maisa bereishis, right? That's why someone who's machal Shabbos b'farhesya is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Everything we talk about on Shabbos is that any act you do, the slightest act that's creative, is a violation of Shabbos. And therefore, it doesn't matter that, you know, on Shabbos you're also supposed to enjoy yourself. That doesn't give you the right to cook. Right? On Shabbos, you can't be creative. On Yom Tov, it seems to be the opposite of Shabbos. It's not that the act is forbidden, right? It's that Yom Tov, you have an obligation to create a Yom Tov, a Moed. How do you create a Yom Tov? By refraining from what you do during the week. But let's say you had a list of malachos that actually enhance your enjoyment. So then, they'd be mutter. Lilchonsin like to point out that there's a machlokes. We paskin that on Shabbos, the malachos are what's called, right, are lechalik, right? They're divided, meaning that if I violate 30 malachos, behelamachas, I'm chayav 30 karbanos. Right? On Yom Tov, now, it's hard because you're not chayav misa, but in Yom Tov, the halacha is that you only get one malchus, even if you violate multiple, again, depends when you do hasra, but fundamentally on Yom Tov, there's no lechalik, there's no din of lechalik, because on Yom Tov, the reason you can't do malacha is because you're not supposed to destroy the spirit of the day. Right? On Shabbos, you start with malacha, on Yom Tov, you start with the type of day you're trying to create. So on Yom Tov, any malacha that enhances the spirit of the day is mutter. Any malacha which is against the spirit of the day is usur. But it's not malacha qua malacha. It's malacha insofar as it destroys Yom Tov. And that's represented by Ein Bein Shabbos LeYom Tov Ela Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. Meaning the fact that Ochal Nefesh is permitted tells you that the goal of malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov is fundamentally different. On Shabbos, every act is problematic because it indicates that you don't believe that God created the world. You are being creative. On Yom Tov, the reason malacha is problematic is because it destroys the spirit of Yom Tov. But if the malacha contributes to the spirit of Yom Tov, so then it's mutter. And everything else flows from that. I mean, the reason that there's worse punishment on Shabbos is because on Shabbos, every act is heretical. On Yom Tov, it's a failure to create a proper spirit. That's less egregious. But it's a function of that fundamental difference between the days.
So we call Yom Tov, it's not like Kofar Bikar.
Exactly. Right, it's not Obed Avodah Zarah, all that. It's only Nisr Lav. And that, as Rosenzweig hints to, seems to be part of the machlokas between Mechamer and Shvisas Behema. Because think about it, Shvisas Behema, right? Does it destroy my spirit of Yom Tov? Let's leave Mechamer for a moment. But Shvisas Behema, does it destroy my spirit of Yom Tov if my animal is doing work and I'm not involved? Right? Leave Mechamer aside. No. Right? Shvisis Behema, which is the context of our Gemara, who cares? Right? On Yom Tov, if on Yom Tov the point of Malacha is to allow me to enjoy Yontif, so if my animal is doing something, what do I care? I can still enjoy Yom Tov perfectly if my animal is out doing Malacha, who cares? On Shabbos, where it's not about the spirit of the day that I'm creating, it's certain acts, because they're creative, are problematic. So it's potentially true that if my animal is doing something creative, that's problematic. Now, Mechamer is the interesting one here, because you could have distinguished on this ground, the Beis Yosef doesn't, but you could have distinguished between Mechamer and Shvisis Behema, and say that Mechamer would apply even on Yom Tov, because it's a quasi-melacha, because you're involved, and Shvisis Behema does not. Now, we'll see, the Beir on the Rasag is going to suggest this, the Beis Yosef didn't, but that's the basic thesis that Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Rosenzweig suggested. And we'll come back to it as we get back into Ochel Nefesh. So I gave you part of his article where he sets this out. Now that I've set it outside, we can read it in. So he says, Yitachein, Diyeshnei Mechaim Nifradim Behekshar Lister Malacha. There could be two completely different reasons why Malacha is Aser. Mitzad Echad, Biyachas L'Shabbos B'Miuchad. Regarding Shabbos specifically, Iser Malacha, Halohu Mehave Etzem HaMechayev Shal Kedushas Hayom. Malacha is what the Kedusha of the day is all about. D'Mabiyah HaMeser HaKroni Shal Yom Shabbos. It conveys the central message of Shabbos. D'Hainu Shvisa MiMalacha Zeichel Maiseh Breishas Shabbo Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Malachto. Which is resting from Malacha in commemoration of the fact that God rested from work. Mibchinat zo, from that perspective, Savir Lomar, Shemachal Bifar Heseu, Kofar B'maisa Bracious. If you do it publicly, so you're denying creation. Vigam Hegyonihu, Shekol Musak Shvisa, Mimalacha, Novea Mechashiva zo, Mitzum Sam, the Shabbos Great. And that logic only applies to Shabbos. Below Shayach Klalishar Moadim, it doesn't apply to Yantif. Ulam Yitachen, the Shabbos Ena Rak Yom Kodesh Pzifi. Could be that Shabbos isn't just a holy day. Etzem ha'uvda shehi gam yom kodesh harishon shebetolda amenu gam kovo kimein av tipus liyom kodesh bechlal. There's another perspective, though. Right? Shabbos is the first of the moedot, right? The moedim that's mentioned in Emor. So maybe it is a paradigm for everything else. Kishabat or la'anik tiram yochede l'me'a moed kimei kodesh. And when the Torah came to create holidays, Bitor Yom Tov, Hashavel Chol Moed, Me'ever L'Meser Patisha Kol Chag B'fnei Atzmo. When it wanted to create a generic holiday, beyond the specific message of each Yom Tov, HaTorah Shimsha B'Tadgim Shel HaShabbos Kiyom Kodesh B'Kviyut Zerazel. It looked to Shabbos as the paradigm. B'china Zo Shel HaShabbos K'dugma V'Av Tipus L'Yom Kodesh Klali, whose Kar B'Kiddush Shel Kol M'Del Shabbos, T'chilol M'Krei Kodesh. Right? Shabbos as the paradigm for all holidays is what we say in Kiddush, right? Chilav Mikrai Kodesh. Yotzei, which comes out as follows. Even though the component of Malacha that commemorates the creation of the world doesn't really apply in Yom Tov. Hare Shvisa Malacha Kidavar Maftiach Tzura Verama Mesuyemet Shkdusha LeYom Kodesh. The fact that Malacha it creates and ensures the creation of a holy day. That does apply in Yom Tov. And that's what the pasuk means. The Mikrai Kodesh, who habitui liyom tov b'tor yom kodesh klali. Mikrai Kodesh is the generic way we refer to holy days. Having hamechayev amiti shemalechet avoda. And this is the Ramban's argument, right? The Ramban says that why is Ochel Nefesh Mutter? Because he said there's two ways of describing Malacha in Torah. Milacha and Melechet Avodah. Melechet Avodah is what we would colloquially call work. Malacha is what we call Malacha. Right? Like the 39 Malachot. And the Ramban said, what does Ochel Nefesh do? It tells you that on Yom Tov, Milacha is Mutter, Melechet Avodah is Aser. Meaning work is usher, but malacha qua malacha is permitted. And he said, that's what this whole thing is getting at. Lefize gam navin etiv che'etzim geder v'ofi isra malacha de yom tov, ye ba'ofi shonem mishel Shabbos lamrot she'noveya mimenu b'miktas. The nature of Yom Tov and Shabbos and Malach on those days will be different, even though they're related. And that difference is encapsulated in the in the fact that ochel nefesh is permitted. B'Shabbos, sheyesh al din shel zeichel ma'aseh breishis, on Shabbos when you're commemorating the creation of the world, melacha batzmusa mahavet pgam b'kedushas Shabbos. And melacha violates the essence of Shabbos. Hare ein makom leheter ochel nefesh, you can't permit food-related melachos. Alvol b'yom tov, hare iser melacha noveya midin mikrai kodesh. On Yom Tov, the reason it's also to do melacha is because you have to create a holiday. The connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov is simply that not doing malach creates the proper spirit of the day. But malacha of ochel nevesh doesn't contradict the day. And then he goes on. And he goes on in this direction. Right? That's the basic thesis. Right, that Shabbos and Yom Tov aren't just that there's less malachos on Yom Tov. It's that fundamentally their kedusha is different. Shabbos is about not doing malacha because every creative act contradicts the fact that God created the world. And on Yom Tov, malacha is only usur insofar as it destroys the spirit of Shabbos, of Yom Tov. So then, if you go to the next sort of underneath here, right, this skips in the article to our question. Right, he says, "Gam netziyah shekavanas haRama who daasei the Shabbos makif yoter mi'alav beglal shetachlito liyitzor aviram mitsuyem and meiver lisser ma'is b'yom zeh yesh makom lavin achiluk ben Shabbos yom tov v'yom zeh efshir lasbir shviyach laShabbos kidul vatei v'af lavlit zem mimad shel yitzirat yom kodesh meiver lisser malacha sheshersho b'zeichel ma'is b'reches." Said, if you understand it this way, then on Shabbos, you're not just trying to create a holiday, but you're trying to attest to the fact that God created the world. So maybe that's why we expand the creative acts that are usur, meaning even ones that aren't malachot, like Shvitas Behema. Right? No creativity can happen. Not just you, anybody. Right? Even if you don't know about it, you don't know about it, it's not your fault.
Very Karaite principle.
Well, no, it's a pasuk. I mean, yes, I guess in that sense it goes to a pasuk. But why is it karaite? Right?
Because everything is focused on the negative. Don't do anything. Don't have a light on in your house on Shabbos either. Don't cook. You don't have a.
Well, then nothing's happening. But at a certain level, right? I mean, that's a Beis Shammai held. I mean, Beis Shammai held that d'oraisa, so you couldn't do shvisas. You had shvisas kelim also.
Right. Sort of emphasis on the negative versus the positive.
In a certain sense, yeah. Okay, I gave you more on the left side, but I'm not going to read it inside. But that's basic. That's the basic thesis that Reb Lichtenstein and Rosenzweig developed about the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That Shabbos is about, yeah, the negatives, right? It's avoid any creativity under all circumstances. Yom Tov is not. Yom Tov is, you start with the positive, to put it the way Alan wants to put it. Right? On Yom Tov, you start with the positive. We want a holiday. Mimela, we need to stop you from working. But work, melacha, that isn't work, so is mutter, right? You want to cook for your meal? Gesundheit, hey, go ahead. You're allowed to do melacha. You're allowed to be creative, right? Go make as creative dishes as you want. Cook to your heart's delight. But enjoy Yom Tov. Don't go to work. Don't plow. On Shabbos, it's not about, right, we start with the negative, right? Start by ceasing to do work. And from that, Shabbos will emerge.
Oh, but why then make it specific to ochel nefesh? It should be anything that you do that's not work that makes it.
Well, that's what the Ramban understands. And that's what we're going to come back to, is the Ramban understands that what ochel nefesh means is that anything which is melechet avoda is asur, and anything which is malacha is mutter. And if you think about it, that's really what happens, right? Because the other 33 malacha, whatever, it's about maybe 6 or 7 malacha that are ochel nefesh. So what's left? So you can't plant, you can't plow. All those things remain asur, right? That's the whole, right, planting group. And then there's the sowing group, right? All that remains asur. But sidur depas, all the food-related ones all become mutter. Or possibly, right? There's a bit of a, as we'll see. What? Right, so we're going to see when we start the third parak. This is why I'm setting up now, is the technicalities of ochel nefesh is what the first mission of the third parak talks about, is where exactly draw the line. We're going to come back to exactly how we play this out. But, yeah.
You can reduce it even further, though, because you could say that The defining feature of both Shabbos and Yanta is malacha, except what malacha is different than Shabbos and Yanta. They're mirror images of each other. And that's what's meant by the Ein Bein. Because the real difference between Shabbos and Yantav, it goes down to that defining.
Right, well, that's exactly what they're saying, right? That Ochel Nefesh.
And everything else
right.
are just footnotes.
Right, and that's exactly what they say, that Ochel Nefesh is the feature, right? It's the fact that food related things are. Mutter tells you something about the point of Malach on Yom Tov. And therefore, Ein Bein is. It's the Plato image, right? Right. Everything in philosophy is a footnote to whatever, to Plato.
Hence the emphasis on Ochel Nefesh.
Is that Aristotle?
Yeah. Well, no, the difference comes to be in Ochel Nefesh because Binyan is the same in both. And
that's what the Ramban says, right? That Ochel Nefesh just means that Malacha is Mutter, Malacha Avoda is Aser. Right, that or avoda, just call it avoda. Right, avoda is aser, malacha is mutter.
I mean, the Ramban defines it as malacha is avoda.
Right,
he called.
Meaning, it says malacha avoda versus malacha stam. And again, we're going to come back to the details of it. That's why I said I'm setting out the theory now because really, we should do it the other way. Right, if we weren't going al seder or gemara, so I'd start with ochel nefesh, right, and come back to shvi'is behema, which is a detail. But we're going in order, so I'll set it out now. So what Rav Rosenzweig is hinting at in this footnote, and he develops here, is maybe that's what's coming is going on here, right? Is that this machlokes is really, do you buy this theory? Right? Do you buy this theory? You know, if you buy this theory, so then that's why Shvi'is Behema is mutter on Yom Tov. And that's why Rashi and the Kolbo and whatever said that, yeah, on Shabbos there is none, because Shvi'is Behema doesn't really make sense on Yom Tov. But the Beis Yosef clearly doesn't accept this, right? The Beis Yosef said, no, Shabbos and Yom Tov are equivalent. I, Ochel Nefesh, that's the margins. But what you see is the Beis Yosef is putting a different theory forward, which is that Shabbos and Yom Tov are basically the same, minus a few malachot. As opposed to Rashi, who starts with the assumption that, no, we don't equate Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov are different until proven otherwise, rather than they're the same until you prove otherwise. Meaning, how close do you think they are? And that may be what's going on here. And of course, as I mentioned, you really could distinguish between, and this comes back to what we did last week, Mechamer and Shvi'is Behema, right? The Beis Yosef also equates Mechamer and Shvi'is Behema, but based on this distinction, Shvi'is Behema, you could say, only makes sense on Yom Tov. Sorry, only makes sense on Shabbos, because that's when we're worried about creativity happening. But Mechamer is a quasi-malacha, because you're doing it, right? You're leading the animal. So you could have distinguished and said, yeah, maybe Mechamer is Asar on Yom Tov, but Shvi'is Behema is Mutter. So that, if you look at 5, is what Ruchel Fish and Perla suggests, right? In his endless commentary on the Rasag. Mechamer, which is a quasi malacha and under losas malacha, is on yontif just like Shabbos. Mehain time amana b'minin alavin kol alavin lechaz yom tov b'chol yom tov b'fnei atzmo. And that's why he counts it in each yom tov by itself. Avtik farmona asin deshvisa b'chol yom tov b'fnei atzmo. V'hainim yishum da asin deshvisa lo kaimi elal avos malachas jum de Shabbos kemeshkachas lei. He said the ase of shvisa only applies to the avos. The imloke nim to the mechamer chayotz mechamir b'yom tov Shabbos. The Shabbos list bo'elav greida b'yom tov yebem losa sevase. And he goes on with this. And then he continues. V'yish omrim yom tov mutter shein lazrak b'shabbos. I can't show. No, mashikosev. Look, just two lines from the top. Umashikosev the shvisas behema nikreis malacha v'hilka chave b'chal tzaras losas em milacha the yom tov. Hainu mishum desfilim vorberfayers Rashi etc. Avol ein ba losas ev ein b'chal malacha. Right, cut out the middle. He said the only reason they equate it is because they think that machamer and shvisas behema are both under losas em malacha. But you could have distinguished because shvisas behema you could say is not a lav. It's not a malacha. Meila vada in an egezil b'shabbos shepara ba'kosu v'lo b'yom tov. Right? You could have distinguished and said, "Well, that's very nice, but maybe that's only mechamer." Right? But shvisas behema isn't a malacha. Mechamer is a quasi malacha. Shvisas behema isn't. So, okay. So what we have, therefore, is a possible, right, two important things that come out of this. One is, if you assume that Shvi'is Behemah and Mechamer are all mixed up together, so do you start with the assumption that therefore Shabbos and Yom Tov are equivalent or not? Well, the Beis Yosef was very clear. Shabbos and Yom Tov are basically identical at their core, unless it's Ochel Nefesh. He sees Ochel Nefesh in a limited fashion. Right? When the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein ben Shabbos and Yom Tov el Ochel Nefesh bilvad, it means Shabbos and Yom Tov at their cores are the same, minus a few malachos at the margins. But if anything else comes up, assume that it's Aser. And for sure, Mechamer and Shviz Behemah are basically malachos, so just throw them in. Now, it could be that he agrees with this thesis, and he just thinks both Shvi'is Behemah and Mechamer are really malachos, or quasi-malachos, and that's why he's saying it. So it could be that Beis Yosef accepts the theory and says, no, Mechamer and Shvi'is Behemah are both under a malacha, and the reason he doesn't distinguish between Shvi'is Behemah and Mechamer is because maybe he understands the Rambam that way. If that's the case, then the Beis Yosef may assume that, yes, Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally different, but Mechamer and Shvi'is Behemah are really malacha-esque. Rashi, who says it doesn't apply, seems to go in the other direction. No, Yom Tov is fundamentally different. But you could distinguish on this axis between Shabbos, between Mechamer and Shvi'is Behemah. Because if the argument is that on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, the only thing that's Aser is Malacha, so Mechamer might be a Malacha, because you're doing a Malacha via the animal, or with the animal. Shvi'is Behemah, which is about ceasing creativity, even if you're not involved, that doesn't make sense on Yom Tov, but it might on Shabbos, and that's the direction the Yeruchim Fishel Perla goes in. So what you end up having,
so
right?
What is Shvi'is Behemah?
Shvi'is Behemah is your animal is doing work for you, but you're not involved, like physically involved.
Well, it doesn't have to be doing work for you; it could be doing work for anybody.
Well, possibly, right? Meaning, yeah, maybe. Well, that was the whole discussion: your animal, someone else's animal, what case? But is doing malacha? You're fine. Is doing malacha?
If I does malacha with my animal, it's also I have to make sure the animal's.
Yes, you're right. That your animal shouldn't be doing malacha. Fine.
Raising is the problem that the animal shouldn't be doing malacha, or is the problem that the animal should rest?
Probably that the animal should rest, right? Leman yanuach, right?
So which one is it? Is it leman yanuach or is it doing?
Well, I think that depends on whether you think it's under losasim. Well, I think that depends on whether you think it's a lav or a losa or a naseh. If you think, and that was last week, right? If you think it's only an aseh b'man yanuach, then it's that it should rest. If you think that both mechamer and shvi'is behemah are under a lo saseh v'lo sasa malacha, right? Ata, right? Uvin chovitechav, adachav, avazechav, uvemtechav, etc. So then, it's a lav.
So if I sit on an animal, I ride on the animal. Am I over a shvi'is behemah?
Sure.
Why?
If you ride on it?
Making it work.
That's where
it's mechamer.
So if I jump,
it's mechamer. That was one of the things that we know that the Kermadites thought it was us, sir. But
if the horse is carrying you, it's Shusharabim.
Right, then it's.
It should be both.
It should be mechamer.
I think it isn't mechamer then. It is mechamer.
It's a mechamer.
No, I know that because you might rip off a stick.
Right.
I'm trying to remember where the line is. Right, when we say that riding is not mechamer.
If you just take it for a walk because you treat it like a pet, is that shvita to behemah?
No, that's fine as long as
you're not making it work.
No, I know the Gemara says it's derabanan because you might take off a stick. Right, it's clearly not a malacha. It's mechamer. Mechamer is when you make it do work. If you're riding on it, I have to go back over the sugya.
It's schwitzen.
I have to go back over the sugya, honestly. I have to go over all the details of it.
Or what? You pack something on a donkey.
No, you pack something for sure, and then you lead it. It's mechamer.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't be the only, you just pack the.
Right, so suppose it's trained to go from one place to the other, and before Shabbos, you just pack it.
So that was what we saw last week, right? That was what we dealt with last week, whereas right. The details, Gemara says, well, maybe it depends. Did you catch it in midair, right? So that there was no Akira, Hanacha, and tries to do all types of. And that's the Gemara in Kufnun Gimel, where the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel gets into the details of when did you have to put it on in order to violate Mechamer, right? While it was down, while it was up, while it was.
I mean, Rashi's being very simplistic, where he's saying that the rabbis hold that even a ribbon is a masui. So putting your wallet on a behemoth.
Oh, for sure.
Should that be?
That's masui. That's a malacha. It's havara.
Right.
You're moving.
So to put a wallet.
If it's
in
Shtarabim, right? If it's in Shtarabim, then it, assuming again that havara, whatever.
Okay. What I was going to ask, you keep on using the word creativity. Are these saying the same thing, or you're adding that in your definition of Shabbat?
But who's saying that? Me or
Rosenzweig?
No, Rosenzweig. Rosenzweig said it in terms of creativity. Yeah.
Okay, but from what you've read off of this sheet, he's talking about malacha. He's not talking about.
Well, that's what malacha comes down at the end of the day to creativity.
Well, creativity adds a whole new venue. Like on yes. Shabbat, if someone nowadays is able, without cooking, to make a creative salad, that would now be a malacha.
Well, we've talked about exactly how you define it, but. Yeah. Right. It's a certain type of creativity, which is malacha, or what we call malach machsheves, and what counts as that is the whole question of trying to define. What?
Mitakin not mekalkel is where
that. Yeah, I mean, it comes up in terms of mitakin versus mekalkel. It comes in how broad you think makom patish is, right? We've discussed these things before, and yes, I'm putting in the creativity, but that's part of a broader discussion, which you know we've had at different. Times and we'll continue to have.
Right. But didn't see it in these actual.
No. When I heard from Lochonstein, it's creative. The point is malacha, which goes back to creation, which is all about. Yes. So again, what you have therefore is. So again, it could be that the Beis Yosef agrees to the broader theory. I don't think he does, but it could be he agrees to the broader theory. He just thinks that malacha and Shiz Behema are both under Lo Sasa malacha, and therefore Mimela it's Aser regardless. And that's what Rosenzweig said here, number 3, right? Shezeh Tali Mechamru Isser Mechudash O Nechshav Derech Shal Siyas HaMalachos. So again, just to wrap that up again. So we said, so one way of understanding the Beis Yosef is that he accepts the theory, but he thinks that Mechamer, Shvis, Behema are really just subset of Malacha, which was what we dealt with last week. Are they Malacha or not? If you're arguing at that level, you could distinguish between Mechamer and Shviz Behema. Mechamer might be Aser, and Shviz Behema might be Mutter, which is what Rechum Vishal Perla suggested. It could be that the Machlokes of the Rishonim is whether Shabbos and Yom Tov at their core are the same or are different. If they're the same, and Ochel Nefesh is just a technicality, so then, yeah, Shviz Behema is going to be included. If Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally different, so then you might say, no, Shabbos is about not doing anything creative, which includes even allowing your animal to do something. Yom Tov is about creating the spirit of Shabbos and therefore having your animal rest. As long as you're not involved, it doesn't matter. And again, whether you would say this for both Mechamer and Shviz Behema, or distinguish, depends on whether you think Shviz Behema and Mechamer are the same thing, which is what we saw last week, and whether you think that you could accept the broad thesis and still reject the application of Mechamer, depends on whether you think, in fact, Mechamer is just a quasi malacha or Shviz Behema is a quasi malacha or not. La halacha, just to polish off the issue, if you look from 6 to 10, I just gave you the halachic issues here. The Rama paskins, like Rashi, Vidafka b'Shabbos, Avol b'Yom Tov, Ein Adam Metzuvah, Shviz Behem Tov b'Yom Tov. The Rama paskins, like Rashi, Shviz Behema, doesn't mention Mechamer, but Shviz Behema is only Aser on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Berurah says why. Number 7, Dishviz Behemto Yalfin and Madechziv, Lamanya Noach Shorcha Vachamorcha Kamocha Vaikra Bishabbos Ksiv. Because we learn that from a Pasuk that says, don't do right? Lamanya Noach in the context of Shabbos. He notes, Afilo Achilo Yaskirim. Right? There's still a problem of Schar Shabbos, Midir Abanan, Elo Bahavla, Lo Yeschar Yom Tov, right? Meaning, right? Once you rent it out to a guy, so then it's not a problem of Shviz Behema, because it's not your animal, but it is a problem derabanan of Schar Shabbos. V'hinu amarshal cholek al zeh, but the marshal argues in paskins like the Beis Yosef, v'daita d'yom tov v'shabbos shavin hein bazeh, k'mo b'chol malachos, v'ayin b'mogen avram, sheherech bazeh, maybe the Beis Yosef, v'sim tav tzadihei, evi d'yats rishonim bazeh, v'tzadih sham lister, v'alken yesh lahachmir. So the Magen Avraham and the Marshal argue against the Rama, and they paskin like Beis Yosef should be machmir, but Beir Agra gamkin herach bazeh umasik the ikar kedas Marshal, and on the Gra also paskins like the Marshal. The gam lekamon v'sim and tavtadi hey mifarish Agra mashkosav shem b'shulchan aruch din motzien masa shabayim biyom tov atamu mishum shviz behemto. In the Sharat Zion in number 8, he says the gam b'sefer Tosfos Shabbos the kamon simin shindalit sif cotton hay.
But based on that, he's not holding machmir at all. He's holding it's the same thing.
He doesn't say anything about Mechamer, so I don't know, right? He says only Shviz Behema.
He says, how's that happening? I get you're assuming that...
I'm not sure. Whether he means Shviz Behema Dafka or he's equating them. I don't know. The Sharat Zion notes from Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, he says, L'mandem ein mitzvah Shviz Behema to b'yom to b'mishum This is according to the position like the Ramah, that Shvi's Behema, we don't compare, but we only compare Shabbos and Yom Tov vis-a-vis Malacha. Mechamer dirak laviyish baze hu adin dei mitzvah al shvi'is avdo. Said if this is true, so you shouldn't be right. It shouldn't be usher to have your evet work either. Vim kain ladas mechamer sham the pasak the meis biyom tov arishon loizazik wa evet orel tzas bahagam of es Yosef zim davko vava in sham al karach the shir lei the gam al shvi'is behemto mitzvah biyom tov. Right. So since Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't have an Eved doing things on Yom Tov, so it must be he holds the Shvi'is Behema's Usser, because they are equivalent, Valkane and Lahakel.
Why are they equivalent? Like, that's a bit of a leap.
Well, it's the same Pasuk.
No, but...
So where are you going to distinguish?
The point is, an Eved is Mechuyev and all kinds of mitzvahs, your Behema is not.
Correct, but it's all in the same Pasuk. That's his point, right? If it's in the same Pasuk, it's the same Pasuk. You could distinguish, but it's always hard to distinguish when it's the same Pasuk. You could distinguish and say an Eved is quasi-chayv and mitzvah, so maybe that's a bit different because it's human and more active than passive. You're right, you could distinguish, but he assumes that they're equivalent. You could argue that they're not, but that would entail getting into the Isser Eved and Yom Tov, which I really don't want to do. But you're right. The Shari Tshuva just notes Vafil b'Yom Tov Sheni Yesh LaHachmir. Right. In this case, I mean, you know, sometimes we're more make on Yom Tov Sheni, so there's no reason to here. Magen Avraham says, what?
He knows there's a lot of people are Mekel, and he's saying, well, you know, Machmir on Yom Tov. So the logical thing after that is say I'll be Mekel in Yom Tov Sheni.
And he says no, because it's really Usser. And that's what he's saying. He's saying he really thinks it's Usser. You can say, well, I'm not sure. He says, no, I'm sure, right? Yeah. The Sharzina is saying the Achronim really go like the Beis Yosef against the Ramah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to
take my horse.
He's not one of your
Mechel
guys.
Fine. I'll leave the Magen Avraham. Okay, fine. So that's the halachic issue. Fine. Whatever. The Magen Avraham just notes that this Shvi'is Behema is going to be a bit different on Yom Tov than Shabbos because if the animal is only carrying and not doing other work, so it's going to be mutter on Yom Tov, because carrying is mutter on Yom Tov. Right? So Shvi'is Behema, even if you pass it's usher, carrying is not going to happen.
Not necessarily. In other words, it depends on, like I was trying to say before, it depends on why you think, what's behind the Shvi'is Behema? If the Shvi'is Behema is Mishum Malacha, that you don't want the Behema to do Malacha, okay.
Oh, I hear. You mean you want to say that, right, if you want the animal to rest, you're right, it could be. So that if the animal rests, then maybe you would... Interesting. I have to look if anyone argues that. The Magen Avraham just assumes that Shvi'is Behema can only be...
But Price argues that there's a difference between Shalmi and Bavli in terms of what's behind Shvi'is Behema.
And then does he argue, therefore, for an animal...
He doesn't talk about Yom Tov and Yom Tov.
Interesting.
I think the difference between the Isser, let's say, sitting on an animal... And
you're right. You could argue... But again, what if something's like a ribbon, right? Where it's a technical violation of malacha, but it shouldn't be avoda, right? Mm-hmm. So is that the animal not resting, right? Then we might have to quibble about,
what that means. I mean, I think he talks about why can you sit on a horse, and I think that Bavli says you can't sit on a horse on Shabbos, I think it's because you might take a stick.
That's the position, right.
Right, well, then there's no Isser sitting on the horse. The Isser is only that you might take a stick from the tree. So the Isser of the horse is not... But I think there's Shalmi says
a whole other thing.
There's a whole school that said, the Krumranites also said different. They said it was an Isser Daraisa Chayv Misa, but whatever. It was an old machlokas, and in the Jewish world, there was a whole.
Well, isn't even in the Gemara that once they ushered riding on a horse because of the.
They put someone to death.
That's what I'm talking about. once they ushered that, then the Isser became defined as Mishtamish Behema.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So therefore, like Smicha for also isn't.
Right, Smicha being Isser, right? It became a whole.
So it took on a life of its own after that.
Right.
Independent of the reason.
Right. Again, we saw last week there were some people who even suggested that in general carrying, right. You would never violate Shvi'is Behema. It's only Mechamer that you'd violate carrying ever, because carrying is Malacha Grua, so it really isn't preventing the animal from resting, right? Carrying doesn't count. So we saw that there were Achronim who said that maybe carrying is only Asur in Mechamer, not in Shvi'is Behema, even on Shabbos. So the fact that Magen Avraham is saying it on Yom Tov isn't such a kiddush, because in general, carrying is the exception to the rule because of Malacha Grua, but again, that's the sheer Malacha Grua, and that's a whole different headache of a sugya. Yeah.
No. Okay, so
let's just quickly do the... So that's that issue. There's a short issue here. I'll run through it, and then we'll move on next week. This is the Meiser Behema issue. We'll start this. It's not long. We'll start it now. Maybe it'll carry over next week. We'll see. Okay. So, the Maaser Behem issue. The Gemara had said that in the middle of its discussion, the Gemara said, how can you say, how can you say that Elazar ben Azariah had only one animal? Didn't he give 13,000? We have 926. Okay, forget it. We'll do this beginning next week. I thought I was going to do it. It's only going to take 10 minutes. This took longer, but that's not going to take long. Okay, fine.